For 3 years now, the Social Security Administration has paid out more in benefits than it has collected in payroll taxes. As more baby boomers join the ranks of the 57 million people already collecting benefits, that deficit is bound to keep growing. Making matters worse, the wages in this country that have increased are largely going to high earners, and much of that money is exempt from Social Security taxes. As NPR's David Wellner reports, some Democrats say it is time to change that.
Social Security's Board of Trustees predicts a nearly $3 trillion trust fund built up over decades will vanish within 20 years due to the growing gap between revenues and expenditures. But that does not seem to faze Elizabeth Warren. The Massachusetts Democrat has gotten a lot of attention for a speech defending Social Security that she delivered last month on the Senate floor.
With some modest adjustments, we can keep the system solvent for many more years, and we could even increase benefits.
And how to finance that? Warren and others want to lift the cap on wages taxed for Social Security.
I sure hope that we raise that cap.
That's Iowa Democratic Senator Tom Harkin. He sponsored legislation that would gradually remove the cap that currently makes only the first $113,700 in wages subject to Social Security taxes. Harkin says it's the only fair thing to do.
If I make $50,000 a year, I pay Social Security taxes on every dime I make. If I make $500,000 a year, I only pay taxes on about the first 20 cents. After that, I don't pay any more Social Security taxes. That's regressive. You want to make it more progressive? Raise the cap so everybody pays their share on every dollar they make.
And as President Obama noted this week, an ever greater share of dollars are being earned precisely by those at the top.
Since 1979, our economy has more than doubled in size. But most of that growth has flowed to a fortunate few. The top 10% no longer takes in one-third of our income and now takes half.
That concentration of wealth has taken place beyond the earnings subject to Social Security taxes. Melissa Favreau, a Social Security expert at the nonpartisan Urban Institute, says that's meant an ever greater share of the national income is contributing nothing to Social Security.
We do have this declining share of overall earnings that are taxed, reflecting the fact that the top half of 1% or so has been garnering a really large proportion of total earnings.
Favreau says 3 decades ago, 90% of the nation's wage earnings were taxed for Social Security. That proportion has now shrunk to 83%, and that's made an already regressive tax even more so. Favreau says raising the rates for Social Security withholdings would be one way to shore up the program's finances, but that would make the tax even more regressive. Removing the cap on income subject to the tax, she says, would make it more progressive.
The cap, I think, is a really natural place to look just because there has been this explosion in earnings inequality and there's been stagnation for earners at the bottom and in the middle of the wage distribution. So it's definitely a good place to look.
Removing that cap could keep Social Security solvent 30 years beyond what's currently projected. But Andrew Biggs of the American Enterprise Institute, a conservative Washington think tank, warns that doing so would undo the original intent of Social Security, which was to be an insurance program for everyone.
If Social Security comes to be seen as a welfare program, a highly redistributive program that takes a soak-the-rich kind of approach, then political support among certainly among conservatives, among Republicans, among higher-income people is going to drop. And you need everybody on board in order to keep a system like this going.
Biggs says making all payroll income subject to the 12.4% Social Security tax would be a sharp tax hike for the wealthy. That's a tough sell on Capitol Hill, especially for Republicans. Pennsylvania Senator Pat Toomey serves on the Tax Writing Finance Committee.
I'm not interested in tax increases.
So at least for now, the wealthiest 6% of taxpayers will continue to be protected by the Social Security wage cap. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.